Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to our morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Reverend Father John Kabiga, the priest in charge of St. James Church, Adelaide Village in New Providence. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Joseph of Nazareth. Let us pray. O God, who from the family of your servant David raised up Joseph to be a guardian of your incarnate Son and the spouse of his virgin mother, give us grace to imitate his uprightness of life and his obedience to your commands, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The word of God from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 46 to verses 49. After 3 days, they found him in the temple sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us so? Behold, your father and I have been looking for you anxiously." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" Our Lord Jesus Christ, at the age of 12, understood his mission on earth. As was their custom, we are told that Mary and Joseph went yearly to Jerusalem to observe the feast of the Passover. This was a one-day Passover, which was followed by the seven-day feast of the unleavened bread. The entire eight-day festival was sometimes called the Passover. We see that on their return home, Mary and Joseph, together with their company, those who accompanied them in the trip to Jerusalem, as his parents, they did not realize that he was not within the group until they have gone some distance. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts. The 3 days which are talked about here refer to the time when they had left the city. Mind you, this party had to turn back and go back to another day's journey to go back to the temple to look for Jesus as a boy. This might have taken them an entire second day to reach the temple. When they came to the temple and found Jesus, he was interacting with the teachers of the law, listening and asking intelligent questions. We are told by Luke here that they were all amazed. They were amazed at his understanding and the answers which he offered to these teachers. When Mary saw Jesus, we are told that Mary was also astonished. Mary would not have expected that his son would do such a thing. But we are told that in response to the mother's question, when Mary asked her, "Why have you treated us this manner?" Jesus drew a very, very sharp distinction between them and God. And that is why he told them, "Don't you know that I am supposed to be in my Father's house?" This was an indication that Jesus knew his mission. And as he refers to God as his Father, he knew what he was about to do and was aware of his divine origin. But one of the most important aspects for us to look for here is the role which is played by Saint Joseph. Mary, first of all, refers to Joseph as he tells Jesus, "I and your father have been looking for you." So there was no doubt that Joseph took the responsibility of him as the father of Jesus seriously. And St. Matthew in chapter 1, verses 18 up to 22, possesses a very, very important story. And this reminds us that St. Matthew points out that Joseph was a righteous man. He was an honest man. He was a good man. And that is seen when Joseph had to contemplate on either divorcing Mary, and he was thinking, "I do not want to shame this woman." But Joseph really did what was essential for him to do as an honest man. He wanted to leave Mary righteously. Sometimes when I ask about this, I wonder, because in this world in which we live today, and you can imagine even in the Nassau or in Provo or in Grand Turk, something like this happening, Joseph would have been all over social media posting how this woman got pregnant out of wedlock and all those kind of things. But Joseph was a decent man. And we see that even after the angel of the Lord told him what had happened, Joseph took that in his heart, did what he had to do as a husband, and took care of Mary until the last minute. This is what faithfulness is all about. And the faithfulness of Joseph is an example of how we as husbands are supposed to treat our wives. The kind of honesty, the kind of faithfulness which we are supposed to have towards our spouses. Joseph was an honest spouse. Joseph was a decent man. And he knew what Mary had to do to fulfill what God designed for her. He willingly became a part of that. And that is an example of what we as husbands ought to do. He undertook the responsibility of bringing up a child who was not his. He took the responsibility of a father in bringing up a child whom he did not know what he was going to turn out, but with faith and even with great conviction, understood the part he was going to play in the salvation history. May we emulate that kind of example. The question is, how many men today would like to bring up a child who is not their own. Yes, we still have faith because we have some honest men, we have some decent men, but majority of the people in our society are the ones who do contrary. We hear of abuse, we hear of arrogance, and those other bad things which come from the home. But we are reminded of what we ought to stand for as the people of God. That our homes are supposed to be sanctuary where the peace of God flows, where the love of God flows, where we as a people gain the strength, where we as a people stand like a house built on a hill whose light will be able to spread throughout our society. That is what God is calling us for. That is what Joseph stood out for. If we read the lesson from Romans chapter 4, we would see how Abraham is commended of being a man of faith. And Joseph, by law, being a descendant of Abraham and a descendant of David, portrays and envisages that character of who God is. The love of a father, the care of a father, the uprightness of a father, the father who cares and who takes his responsibility seriously. May God help us. May God continue to guide us, because our homes need us as men. Our home needs a father figure. And where there is no father figure, those of us who have been given responsibilities to take care of these, our young people in our society, we can be able to do that work. We can be able to carry out that mission so that no boy, no girl would be able to say, I don't have an example to emulate. We are all called to be a family of faith. Joseph sets an example. He is there to shed the light in our heart so that we too can undertake the responsibility which God has given us with great humility and with great love. God bless you, and please share these devotions with other persons so that we can keep the fire going as ambassadors of Christ. May God bless you. May God continue to guide you. And may you have a wonderful day. God bless you.